The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Marie O'Halloran, Meath West. This is a three-seat constituency where the big interest will be in who is going to win the seat vacated by the local titan, former Minister Noel Dempsey. Fianna Fáil is expected to get a drubbing nationally, but it has to be said that in Meath West there is an expectation that there is at least one Fianna Fáil seat. The sitting TD is Johnny Brady, who would have been expected to hold the seat with difficulty, although he hasn't helped himself by recent comments where he spoke about a TD's salary and said that he was no better off as a TD now with his salary than he had been as a county councillor in the 70s, which got an awful lot of airplay and wouldn't have helped him. However, it is quite a rural constituency. It stretches out into a little bit of West Meath at Coole. It goes up to the border of Offaly and almost to the border of Cavan, within a mile of the border of Cavan. So it was quite a strong, conservative, rural population in parts. And he is a farmer and chairman of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee and an assiduous constituency worker, so that should help him. His running mate is Councillor Shane Cassells, who is a councillor for the Navan area. Shane ran in the by-election in 2005 caused by the retirement of former Taoiseach John Bruton. He didn't win the by-election, which was won by Shane McEntee, when Meath was a five-seater, one-county constituency. In this constituency, they're saying the opinion polls would suggest that the only person who is guaranteed to win a seat is Damien English. He's a young Fine Gael TD who is popular and is expected, well-regarded, and is expected to possibly top the poll. After that, if there is a Fianna Fáil seat, it is likely to be Johnny Brady, but you can't rule out Shane Cassells. He's a councillor in Navan area, and where Noel Dempsey had quite a strong personal vote, but a lot of people believe that that personal vote is greatly diminished now. So it's a question of where the transfers will go. Fine Gael are riding high in the polls. However, they have adopted a very high-risk three-candidate strategy, which is very dangerous in a three-seater. Originally, it was Damien English and schoolteacher Catherine Yore. She and Damien English are in near areas around Navan and Kells. However, once Noel Dempsey announced he was going to stand down, another town and county councillor, Ray Butler, who lost out at the original selection convention, was added to the ticket because that was in the Trim area and there was a gap. So depending on how the transfers go, Fine Gael could win a second seat, but it would also depend on which of the candidates is eliminated first. For example, if one of the candidates was eliminated, Catherine Yore was eliminated before Damien English is elected, that could be a difficulty because all her votes would have gone to Damien rather than up to Ray Butler, it is expected. Also in the running is Jenny McHugh. She's a Labour councillor. She has a relatively low profile, but Labour doing reasonably well, although their Gilmore Gael has softened somewhat. So she is in the running, and the party has four council seats in this constituency. However, their party organisation in the constituency is not well organised. Her transfers instead could possibly go to Pather Tobin. He's a Sinn Féin councillor and has been chairman of the Save the Navan Hospital campaign, a highly focused campaign which last October brought out 10,000 people on the streets to campaign for saving services in Navan Hospital. So he would have extremely high profile. There was some surprise when his predecessor, Joe Riley, a Sinn Féin councillor, had stood down, decided he wasn't standing in the general election. Very popular across all parties and would have expected to garner a lot of vote transfers. However, Pather Tobin also has a high profile. He's 32 years of age. He has a business background, and anybody with a whiff of business about them is certainly a contender in elections this time around. He has a good 25% of the Navan vote and is worked to increase his presence across the county. So he is a serious contender for the third seat. There are actually 13 candidates running in this constituency. They also include Seamus McDonough, who's a Workers' Party member, Manus McManaman of the Christian Solidarity Party, three other independents, Stephen Ball, Ronan Carolan, and Dahi Stevens.